Martin.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about this evening. We have been talking about cell phone use while driving. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. But I've got another driving-related case. This one is out of Sterling, Connecticut. Although it's not about your driving patterns or habits or anything like that. This one is about a grandfather who, in this case, a great-grandfather who took the wrong child home from school. WFS.
This is the wrong one of his great-grandchildren?
No.
Oh.
Someone else's.
That's interesting.
WFSB reporting in Connecticut, a great-grandfather took home the wrong child from school in Sterling last week, and in response to the incident, parents were updated on the pickup policy during a meeting Tuesday night. According to school officials, the man picked up a 5-year-old boy from Sterling Community School, put the child in his car, and drove him home. The problem was the child wasn't his great-grandson.
I wonder, a 5-year-old, this could certainly be a kindergartner.
Yep.
I mean, it's interesting to, I have a 6-year-old, he's not quite 6. He would qualify for this. What day did it happen?
What day? I don't know.
Recently,
last couple
of days.
Yes. Okay. Fairly recent story.
My son falls into this category. He would be considered a 5-year-old at school at this time, kindergarten. And I wonder, would he just go ahead and get into a car with some
old guy
that he's never met before? And I think not, but I'm not certain.
You wouldn't know until you tried it.
How am I going to try it? What, are you going to put a latex mask
on? No, you can't. Well, they actually do have those. There's the YouTube pranksters like to use the latex old man mask sometimes. During an emergency meeting.
I think he's going to recognize my voice.
Hosted by the Sterling Board of Education.
What if he wasn't called by his own name? Come on, Peter. It's not Peter, it's Jack.
The boy's mother held back tears as she recounted what happened. Angela Stone says, my son goes with the man walking out the front doors of our school. She said the man's family called the school to say the wrong child had been brought home, and the secretary told them to bring the child back.
That's good advice.
In the meantime, Stone said the principal called her. He informs me our son was taken mistakenly home and reassures me that he knows the man and our son is safe. Stone said the school should have done more. My husband and I feel at this point the police needed to be notified, she said. Her anxiety and fear turned into rage when that didn't happen. She said police and the Department of Children and Families only investigated at her request. Ms. Claybart.
What's there to investigate?
Well, that's a good question. That's kind of the point of this story. Actually, I got this story from
Does she want this great-grandfather to be slapped with kidnapping charges? Will that make this situation better for her?
That's why I think this is a particularly outrageous story, is instead of...
Or is she just doing this thing that people do when something bad happens so that they can have a good stance for a lawsuit? You know, like, you slip on the floor and it's suddenly like,
no!
Oh my God, I think I've broken my neck! I could never walk again! I'm seeing spots!
Yeah.
You know, this whole thing. If so, I suppose I can understand in this litigious society why somebody would do that, but I mean, this kind of caterwauling really could result in this. How old is he?
5.
No, I don't think they're going to incarcerate the little boy.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah.
Doesn't say. He's great a great-grandfather.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say over 65.
Yeah, he's certainly that. This great-grandfather ending up in jail. He probably doesn't drive that much as it is. At least I hope not. He probably picked up his great-grandson from school, or was attempting to, at least, because nobody else could, would be my guess.
So the woman, the mom in this case, said Ms. Claybart and Mr. Muzemsi have proven themselves incompetent leaders of our school.
Yep, that's what she's doing. She's setting herself up for the big suing thing.
Losemsi is the principal of the Sterling Community School, and Clebart is the superintendent of the district.
Yep, neither one of these people were holding both hands of her child while protecting them from little old men who apparently will return
them. Yeah, let's call the police on the people who did you the favor of calling to say, oops. I mean, you should have, the response would seem
to be. She wasn't even there, by the sounds of it. Like, they could have brought the son back, like, the child back, without her.
She wouldn't have known. No, but it would seem like the appropriate response should be one of appreciation. Oh, my goodness, I was so worried. I didn't know what to think when my son didn't come home from school. And, oh, it turns out that you picked him up, and it was just a mix-up. Boy, thank you so much for calling and letting us know. I sure do appreciate that.
But what this is the facelessness of bureaucracy. What she's doing is villainizing the facelessness. Mm-hmm. So if this happened at a government school, you know, I can understand why she does it, because she's setting herself up for a lawsuit. She's ready to cash in. Cha-ching, she just won the lottery, right? Whereas with my son and the Waldorf school that we send him to, I would never do this to them. If this happened, I would, because they provide such a wonderful thing in our community, I would never attempt to scuttle the, I know what would happen to this school if they got a lawsuit like this. It would put them under. I would never do that because they do too much good.
According to Clebart, this is the superintendent, the unidentified great-grandfather who was picking up his great-grandson took home a child with a similar hat. The child he picked up had the hat pulled down over his head. She says they'll learn from us firsthand what we've done to address their concerns and a better sense of where we are moving forward as a school district.
Well, we're just going to lock them down. You're going to have to bring a password and swipe fob, and then we'll let your kid out of their little numbered cage. And
some other Sterling area parent said, it's awful what happened. I know the parents. If I was her, I would have been upset. Stone said she wants something to be done right away. She says, I'm demanding that immediate disciplinary action be taken against the administration. This unbelievable and terrifying incident that our family has been through has placed a spotlight on our school's lack of security, especially during parent pickup and bus dismissal time. How do you feel about this one? 855-450-FREE. Do you think the mom is on the right track here? Do we need more security surrounding picking up kids from the government school? Or is she absolutely out of hand, ridiculous, overreacting here? Look, your son is fine. If you want to get upset if he was picked up by a child molester who then dumped his body in a ditch somewhere. That would be a reason to be upset, but not for somebody who actually called and said, whoops, I made a mistake.
Well, I think that the argument here is that she doesn't want that to happen. What you have to ask yourself is will a molester in a van, a little ice cream truck or whatever it is, pull up, and because of all the security that exists in schools today, will they have the nerve to pull up and just attempt to take a kid? And it's unlikely. This news story, however, makes it more likely because it educates molesters on the policies of this school, and apparently they aren't that great. But I would think that this day and age that the perverts are going to frequent other locations. They'll try the Little League or the Cub Scouts or parks or things like that.
Let's go to Carl. He's listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, I heard about it on a news break a few days ago, and then I thought I'd see it on TV, and I didn't. I looked it up on the internet, and then I was there. Wow, because I have a different kind of view on things. I'm thinking the great grandfather went there. And to pick up the kid, he had a hat similar. And they said, your great-grandfather's here. And the five-year-old saying, wow, I heard so much about him. I heard he was in heaven. Oh, well, I'm going to go with him. Oh, maybe, And that's why he didn't talk to the great-grandfather on the way home. He was just wow.
That's funny.
I heard so much about him. And then he gets home, and they take the hat off, and the great-grandmother says, man, I was fixing dinner. I can't send you to do anything. You can't do anything right. I'm just glad, because I've done that. I'm a grandfather, not a great grandfather. Uh-huh. And usually my wife went and picked up my grandson. And you got to show your driver's license. You got to sign in, and they would call for the kid to come down, and you'd take him home. And I did it sometimes, but I would have to have the password. And I knew the password because it was my daughter's birthday. But, you know, I think
thanks for sharing the detail on the story, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about anything. Here at 855-453, we've been talking about driving while texting in the first hour, and then in this hour we've been discussing or just kind of got into a case of a grandfather who picked up what he thought was his great-grandson from the government school, elementary school or something like that. And and apparently it was the wrong kid. He had the wrong great grandson, somebody else's kid.
So
similar hat, but.
Yeah, he got the hat right. So this guy called in, says he's got to show his driver's license and stuff like that. And that's very interesting. Likely this great-grandfather was able legally to pick up his grandson. So he passed whatever rules there are to get himself in to get a kid. Right? And the school simply didn't limit him from getting somebody else's kid. So he was one of the people that was allowed to pick up a child. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Our caller a moment ago made it sound like the school released the child, but it wouldn't make sense that they would just release a different child. I think that he just picked up this kid from, like, when the kids got out of school.
Well, you don't know what the fact is it's very different schools have different policies.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we just kind of ran around until our parents came. There was no...
Well, that's what I mean. I think that the only way
I doubt very seriously there's a government school where kids run around anymore.
Okay, maybe you're right about that, Mark, but I know that most schools, they have a, you know, at least the ones I've been to, they have a way for parents to kind of pull in, and there's like a loop where they can
you
kind of pull in
and
pick kids up.
You haven't been in public school in kindergarten since 27 years.
True. I guess you're right about that. So
lots and lots of things. Sandy Hook, Columbine, yeah. 9/11, a whole bunch of things have happened between now and then.
But
they have turned schools into little day prisons, and this is just going to be another one of those instances where we put another fail-safe in place that's going to make these places, frankly, that much less fun to have your to grow up in.
Well, certainly, if you care about your children and their education, you probably should get them out of the government schools in the first place, because then ridiculous nonsense won't happen. At least in this case, it wasn't the school that did anything stupid. It was the mom who overreacted to this. We're going to continue the story here in moments.
So at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's Buzzbox coffee. It's shade grown. This is important for people who get sort of acid reflux from coffee because you need to try shade grown, and you won't have that same issue in all likelihood. It's 100% organic. It's Arabica grade, top 1% Arabica. And it's, you know, it's when you consider that coffee is grown in places where they don't have unleaded gas, it's kind of interesting, this organic thing, because that's something that gets a lot more important. Coffee is a very absorbent crop. So Buzzbox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for, and that is that they allow people to buy into a co-op that they've set up. And what we're trying to do is get 1,000 listeners to buy their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. And that will give us the opportunity to allow 100 people to put out microloans for 100 people to buy into this co-op. And that's going to change the lives of 100 families. And I find that very exciting because I think the handout system doesn't really work. The hand-up system really does. That's why I think you should switch your coffee to Buzzbox Coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound. You pay the shipping. You can cancel your subscription anytime if you don't like it, but I think you will. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the idea that this grandfather had gotten some sort of special access to pick up this student, I don't think makes sense.
Okay.
And let me tell you, Mark, of my experience, having actually gone and done some school protests, I've been outside of school campuses.
Middle schools and high schools.
Middle schools and high schools. But there was one middle school that was across the street from an elementary school.
All right.
And besides that, ask yourself this question. Can students walk home from school these days?
Yep.
Okay.
I would think so.
Then there's not
I doubt kindergartners could, though.
You don't think elementary schoolers or just kindergartners?
I don't think kindergartners are going to be allowed to walk home.
Okay. Well, maybe you're right about that, Mark. It seems to me like students are able to walk home from school. Are you saying that first graders would be able to walk home from school?
I don't know the age that they allow kids to walk home from
maybe
school.
Maybe someone who actually has a child in a school would be able to enlighten us on this.
I do have a child in a school.
Yeah, but he's in a private school.
Yes.
And it's not the same circumstance.
Well,
so,
and it's really a question. Would that private school let kids walk home? Mm-hmm. And from what I can tell you, zero.
They would not.
Do not walk home. Now, you know, they're sort of out in the country. Mm-hmm. There's only a few houses that it would seem acceptable to, you know what? I would never let a kindergartner cross that street. No.
Yeah.
I can't imagine for a second that that they allow kindergartners to walk home, even if that home is across the street.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right about that. But certainly some students are able to walk home.
Sure.
And fairly young students.
Sixth graders or fifth graders, probably, they've changed things around since I was in school. But fifth graders are completely capable of walking home or riding a bike home from school. A kindergartner is not.
All right.
Necessarily.
All right. You know what? You've sold me, Mark. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's just no chance whatsoever that students would be allowed to walk home or would be allowed to just be picked up. Because my contention is that the students were getting out of school and, you know, kids wait in a certain area to be picked up by parents that they expect to be picking them up. But in this case, the wrong guy grabbed this kid's hand and walked him into his car and et cetera. I don't see how else. Because if he'd gone into the school and said, I'm Mr. Smith, I'm here to pick up Johnny Smith, and then they called Johnny Smith, then only Johnny Smith would leave the class. So he must have – the mix-up had to happen where there were more than one student around, I think, waiting to be picked up. I'm totally speculating in this case. But, I found this story, Mark, from a great blog, freerangekids.com. It's excellent, excellent blog. Highly recommend it. Lenore Skenazy was known as the world's worst mother when she allowed her 10-year-old son to walk home from school to take himself.
I thought he was
home.
11, and he went on a subway.
Okay, he was 11. He walked to the subway to then get on the subway and take himself home. See, he took himself home rather than having someone else handle that for him. And
you have to add the subway into it because it adds that whole New York City frightening thing to it. You know, it's one thing for a 10-year-old to walk home from school. It's another thing for a 10-year-old to take himself home from the school via the subway because it's so much more frightening.
Well, very scaredy parents did not like this very much, and they attacked Lenore Skenazy on
various
media.
You think they're just parents? Because I'll tell you what, I hear far more.
Okay,
I hear far, far more about how I should raise my son from people who do not have children than from people who do.
Well, anyway, Lenore says this about the story after summarizing what happened with this old man picking up the wrong kid, 5-year-old great-grandson. She says, we've been trained as a culture, because, again, the mom in this case, rather than thanking them, she called the police and Child Protective Services. She says, we've been trained as a culture to treat every blip in school protocol as an outrage. We've been trained to see every child not directly supervised as an unspeakable danger. Or as in unspeakable danger. We have been trained to imagine what terrible thing could happen in any situation involving a child and to react as if it did, or almost did. So maybe, she says, the school should go ahead and make doubly sure the kids are being picked up by the right person. But let's also remember there was an era not so long ago when no one picked up kids. We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free. 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Did this mom overreact when she freaked out about this great-grandfather picking up her son? It wasn't the right son. It wasn't the right great-grandfather. He picked up a child who had a similar hat. The child had the hat pulled down over his face or kind of over his head. I don't know if it was cold or whatever, kids being kids. But, you know, he got the wrong kid, got him all the way home, and then realized the mistake, called the school to let them know, and immediately brought him back. I mean, it could have gone worse, sure. And as Lenore Scanese points out on her blog over at freerangekids.com, the problem with people is that they're trained to overreact. They are looking for an excuse to overreact. Mark, you believe she's trying to set up for a lawsuit in this case.
Yeah,
she may very well be.
That's what I see in this circumstance. But I also am clear that, you know, my most valuable, and I don't know, I'm not going to use the term possession because Jack isn't really a possession in that sense. But my most valuable thing I have in the world, the thing that I love the most, is my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why people are the way they are about it. You don't know fear until you've been a parent. All you people who think you understand what fear is, just the moment you have a child and you imagine them toddling off into the street when they're just not around you, that's the kind of thing that grips you when you're a parent. I completely get that. At the same time, you know, I mean, this culture really has gotten out of control. There's a story. We had a caller call in about, I believe, where she had put her baby into her car and, you know, put him in the seat. The car was running, and she went to take the shopping cart back to the shopping cart corral.
Yep.
And then she comes back, and there's a breathless woman standing by her her car door. She walked down three or four parking spaces.
Some busybody wanted to give her a piece of her mind.
Well, but just oh my God, thank goodness you're here. I didn't know what to do. You know, like the child. He's not screaming, not doing anything, asleep in the car seat. Mm-hmm. She took the cart to the cart corral, and when she came back, there's this woman having a fit. And if I think that it's very difficult to know where is the right spot. Where's the right spot in the continuum? Because kids, sadly, are going to be hurt and injured, and bad things are going to happen to them no matter what we do. So you can always err on the side of discretion every single time. But what does that do, and what position does it put parents in? I think it's really, really sad when I see parents going through the TSA. I had to do this. And what an awful experience. They've got to tote the car seat, because you got to bring a car seat when you travel with a child, because otherwise you can't leave the airport. So you always have to have a car seat, because a child has to travel in a car seat, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if you're going to get in a cab, you have to have a car seat?
Whatever you do, you have to have a car seat.
Ridiculous.
So the only option you have is to either be dropped off or park a car with a car seat, come to the airport with a car and leave the airport, like, say, with the grandparents or something, who have a car seat already in the car, or you travel with the car seat. Don't forget the mother's milk, the formula, the little carrots that are cut into baby cut carrots, because they're not actually baby carrots. They can't call them baby carrots. They're not baby carrots. They're baby cut carrots. Okay. And the whole things, and they've got to go through them and swab them, make sure your kid's not a terrorist kid. And it's awful.
Sounds like
it. It's just gotten bananas what we put parents through. I rode in the back window of our 71 Cutlass back there, right in the window. You know, now this would be considered some kind of
abuse.
Executable offense.
Yeah.
But back then, this is just what children did.
Yeah, man. I remember being in the old, what do they call them, the family wagons, where they had that big old door on the back. And
yeah.
So a lot of times, if the wagon's too full, people just go in the back of the wagon, you know?
And riding in back of pickup trucks.
Sure.
Sometimes
oh my God,
you still
that was
see
fun.
That. Yeah. Sometimes you still see that in America. I would beg and beg and beg to be in the back with the dog.
Yeah, well, if it's good enough for the dog, why isn't it good enough for the kids?
In Denmark, it's not good enough for the dog.
Really?
The dog has to have a seatbelt now. So, I mean, this is the path we go down. And basically, civilization is going to get so constricting, it's going to have to crumble in on itself, and apparently we can start all over again, and kids will be able to ride in the back windows of cars again.
So I love the Free Range Kids blog. It's freerangekids.com, and Lenore Eskenazi's book, Free Range Kids, talking about how to stop this nonsense of the kind of the rounded corners, the safety everything, she's got a term for it, but I'm spacing on what it is right now. But there's like this term that she's coined or has made popular that has to do with that I think really encapsulates it. This idea of overprotecting people and overprotecting to the point where the children can't grow. You know, they can't make mistakes and experience consequences, which are important things to experience as a child, to make mistakes and experience consequences.
Some
so
consequences are deadly. Some consequences are crippling.
Okay.
I mean, those are the things that go through parents' minds, and I get it. The problem is that when one's parenting style comes into such fundamental conflict with other parenting styles, you know, I don't know. Like for some parents, feeding your kid Cheetos is abuse.
Mm.
So, I mean, are we going to let the people, you know, are we going to let the person who's on the extreme end of the bell curve every time dictate how we treat our kids?
Your toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did the mom overreact in this case? She called the police even after learning that her son was safe. He was safe. He just went with the wrong old man. That's understandable. All the kids look the same to the old guy, and the old guys look the same to the kids.
It also brings up the issue of the villainizing of males. If he, would she have done the same thing if she left with a great-grandmother rather than a great-grandfather? I mean, you know, there's the creepy old man, story out there. And so, but there's this... my son, when he gets to be 14, 15, 16... I am going to advise him very, very strongly against doing any babysitting for extra money, because there's no way that I would want if
a male babysitter.
Yeah, there's no way that I would want him put into that position. It's just too dangerous. People think bad things about males.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, you know, that woman, she's got to get real, you know? Get over it. Get on with the next episode. You know what I mean?
Totally agree. So what's on your mind tonight, Robert?
Hey, about a week or so ago, Ian, you added me to a website that's out of Keene.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could share with me a little bit about it.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
How is it spelled? K-E-E-N?
I don't know what you're talking about. You got to remember, we're doing a national radio show here, Robert. So how is it relevant to our national radio audience?
Oh, no, it was just a website that you added me to that I'm not familiar with. And I just wondered if you would talk a little bit about it, that's all.
I wish I knew what you're talking about. I don't know what website it is. I don't recall adding you to any sort of website. So can you give me the site name and maybe that'll help?
I can't remember how it's spelled.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do for you then, Robert. I wish you the best and thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue on here at 855-450-FREE. Again, toll free number 855-450-3733. Really can't do, technical support on the air here on Free Talk Live. I realize that, it's open phones, but if you've got a technical question, feel free to email us or post on our Facebook page and, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So 855-453 live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues here in moments.
Do you need to lose weight? Then listen up. Right now in your area, a breakthrough weight loss supplement is being given out risk-free to 50 callers of this station. The active ingredient, HCA, is pure, potent, and has been known to cause impressive weight loss. So please take no more than 2 capsules a day. To experience results for yourself, call now. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-311-5680. Garcinia Plus contains all natural ingredients with no chemical additives or preservatives. However, if your weight loss is too rapid, please reduce down to 1 capsule every day. A recently published clinical study found the active ingredient HCA, found in Garcinia cambogia, resulted in significant weight loss by appetite suppressions and reducing emotional eating by boosting serotonin levels. Hurry and call now before risk-free supplies are gone. Call 1-800-311-5680. 1-800-311-5680. That's 1-800-311-5680.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians Love Lerps is a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here on the Live Saturday edition. Program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please support the show by shopping with us. And also, shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great stuff is available there because Amazon is linked. You can go to the Amazon for the UK, Amazon for Canada, Amazon for the US as well. And whichever one you choose, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So thanks.
Have you been hearing about Bitcoins in the news?
Yes.
Have you been thinking that perhaps I should get some of these Bitcoiny things, but I don't know how? Well, I'm going to tell you how. You go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy for you to get Bitcoins. All you have to do is you can send them a money order, or a check, or wire transfer, and they'll get you your Bitcoins within, I think it's a full business day of the receipt of your money. And I've done a lot of business with cashintocoins.com. Look, I understand it doesn't feel comfortable just sending a money order out there into the ether, but I've moved lots of money through cashintocoins.com buying Bitcoins, and I'm telling you, you can trust the guys over there. Customer service is their top priority. They run a completely legal operation. They're a licensed money transmitter. As a matter of fact, it's MSB, registered MSB with the U.S. government. So there you go, cashintocoins.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. We go to Dana, ladies first here. Dana's in Michigan listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey, Dana.
Hi, guys. I got a question. Did they say the age of the great-grandfather?
No, they don't identify him, actually, in the story. You're talking about the story of the great-grandfather picking up what he thought was his 5-year-old yeah. great-grandson, but in point of fact, it wasn't. It was a different child. No, they don't identify him, so we have no idea how old he is.
Okay, because I'm guessing that if they're going to send, if the granddaughter is sending her grandfather to pick up, you know, the great-grandson, I'm guessing that, you know, depending on how early everybody had everybody else, you know, giving birth, I'm
yeah.
guessing this guy's, you know, maybe 75.
It sounds right.
Pardon me?
It sounds right. That would be my guess, too.
Oh, yeah. Like about 75. Look at some of these actors and actresses. Now, you know, like, who's that one that's 94, that woman, that older lady she was part of, I think the Golden Girls or whatever, Betty White? The one that everybody loves. Look at how good she looks. Her mind is so alert. You know, she's 94 years old. So if this guy is, I'm going to say in his 70s, she's mad at the school, and maybe I'd be upset at the school a little bit, but excuse me, where is the interpersonal communication between her grandfather and her own son?
Point of clarification, the lady who, okay, so the mom in this case, the angry mom, instead of being appreciative of finding her son and him being fine, the angry mom isn't, you know, the granddaughter of this old man.
That's right. Okay, but the point is,
so we don't know if the mom sent anyone else to pick up her son from school that day.
That's right. I'm sorry, I messed that part up. But
no problem.
Still, where is the interpersonal communication? This guy is an older gentleman. Aren't you saying, hi, honey, how you doing, you know? And at five, I don't know, I don't remember everything in kindergarten. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I remember my teacher like it was yesterday. I remember a couple very special outfits that I had that were my favorite. There were things I remembered. And at 5 years old, I knew who my grandparents, great-grandparents, my family was, this and that. And the fact of the matter is, why wouldn't this little, and I know little boys, it was a little boy, right?
That
was
5 years old, little boy.
And, you know, I know boys, don't take this wrong, you two guys, but I'm saying this about the elderly gentleman as well as the little boys. You know, you can send guys to stores. You could tell them exactly where the thing is, and they'll bring home 10 things that everything.
Oh, yeah.
My wife would love to have a conversation with you about this, how she could stop
it. Guys are like, they're like, do-do-do-do-do, kind of like the Pink Panther music. You know what I mean? They're just so unaware of details. Okay, I get that. But I would say this to the mother of the five-year-old as well as to this older gentleman. You don't talk to each other. You don't say, hi, how are you doing? I mean, we're not talking about this older gentleman with a stupid nose in a text or in a cell phone, totally ignoring his child, grandchild, or great-grandchild. We're talking about him picking this kid up. I can't imagine that on both sides, both a child and a five-year-old.
I can't imagine it on either side either. I just keep on trying to imagine somebody picking up my son, Jack, who's 5 years old, you know, and just getting in the car. It befuddles me, and I don't know if I don't think he would.
It is a weird story
excuse me for interrupting. Do you tell your child, I know you probably did the whole don't go with strangers thing, but do you tell your child to have, you know, teach them to have interpersonal communication? I mean, it's basic manners and etiquette where you say, hi, how are you doing? Or, hi, I'm so glad to be out. Or guess what we did in school today? You know what?
Mark teaches his son that. Your son's very good at shaking hands and introducing himself, I would say.
I find it very, very important that he look people in the eye when he speaks to them. I really, it bothers me that kids aren't taught to look people in the eye.
Yeah, so it would be fascinating to actually see some sort of video of how this young man was, this youngster was picked up from the school in the first place. You know, did the old guy just kind of walk up and say, all right, son, let's go, and, you know, reach his hand out and grab him and walk away?
In the car.
Maybe they did have a conversation in the car. You know, maybe it wasn't driving in silence. Maybe, well, what did you learn today?
He probably can't hear or see very well. I mean, at 43, I can sympathize.
Dana, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, Free Talk Live would like to apologize to the youthful 92-year-old Betty White.
Oh, there you go. apologize on behalf of Dana there. Let's go on here with you and your thoughts. Go to Ross in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live, Ross.
Okay, sir. I'm a grandfather, and I was taking my grandson to private school every single day for a couple of years and to the public school. And the communication, going to the school, you have to sign in and sign out when you pick the child up. And also when you go into the public school, there's always somebody at the side entrance, even before the bus, if you're picking the child up, that double checks between the child and whoever it is to make sure they're matched up. So
really?
I can sympathize with the lady that that she was flipping out. Like, I mean, for a child, they definitely made a serious mistake at the school because of their security.
So what you're saying is, if you're just what you're saying is, if the school's getting out, you can't just roll up into the bus loop or the parent loop.
No,
and just not. You know, kid runs into the car.
No. There's a person there with all the kids, even if there's 20 kids there. They match.
Well, now, of course, there's different systems in different places, right? So, you know,
even if you go in, when you go into the front door to the school off hours and not at the time of pickup, you got to go in and sign in security.
That's pretty typical.
Do all the matches and the whole works. Like, I mean, that was standard in all the schools.
Now, well, let me ask you this.
I just wanted to touch on.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So the grandpa is probably, could conceivably, I don't know, probably, I'm not going to say probably, could conceivably have been great-grandpa, would be one of the people that could do this pickup, right? Like, so he's an approved individual, and maybe they've seen him several times.
If he's done that, then that's legit, okay? But I mean, the lady does have a security issue. She's absolutely
right. Oh, she does.
You've got to understand that women flip out more than what guys do, okay? So that's a standard thing for women. But the other thing you have to understand is the way your mind functions. When you put a ladder up against the side of a building and you're planning out what to do, your mind has multiple different things that go through your mind, that you could fall off the roof, you can do this, and all these evil things that you think about. And what that your mind is trained like that so that it teaches you what not to do so you don't fall off the roof. Or do whatever little job you do. So you plan your little thoughts, the things, the bad things that are going to happen to you, and then you don't put a screw through your finger or you don't put your hand on a piece of glass. That's the way your mind is supposed to function. So all these little evil things that come into your mind are little things that come in there to protect you. You know what
I mean? Yeah, but you're making excuses for the lady freaking out, and I don't think that's necessary at all in this.
I've never been around with a woman that hasn't freaked out. Come on, guys.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I appreciate hearing from you. And, I don't know about that. I mean,
well, what about the ladies? Like, men are ditzy. They can't remember anything. Yeah. Hey, Ross got a freebie. He deserved it because...
More on the way.
This is how the sexes feel about each other.
855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can keep talking about this if you'd like, or bring up absolutely anything you want. Got a couple calls holding, and if they'll stay through the news, we'll find out what they want to explore. I think it looks like Bitcoin is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency, Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.